everybody. Thanks for joining Love Talks today. I am so excited to not only be doing this audio podcast, but I'm also very excited to start doing these video podcasts while I'm recording my audio. Today, I just want to talk about what is the pace of your race? It's something I've really just been living out recently, but in all honesty, past 12 years, I've really had to get honest with myself lately on what truly is the speed in which I'm called to function at. And that might sound really weird to some people, like, what does that mean? And what I'm really talking about is sometimes we're living our lives at a speed of 65 miles an hour when we can only physically handle 15 or 30 or maybe even 2 miles an hour in certain parts of our lives or certain seasons of our lives. And I don't think that I've ever really changed the pace of my life in any season, even when I was on, like, even when I was couch bound with physical illness in my body, I don't really think that I ever mentally slowed down the pace in which I functioned. So there's all this tension, you know, inside of not being able to produce or not being able to do the things I wanted to do with chronic illness. And now that I have kind of recovering in different aspects of that and having more energy, now I've had to deal with other setbacks in my mind that have kept me from going at the pace in which I used to function. And I want to say that when you really get real with yourself, it is such a humbling experience, because you can't hide from yourself. You can, but for me, I invite God into everything, and so I can't hide from Him. I can't hide from myself when He shows me what's going on. And when He shows me, I have to be accountable to those things in order for my life and quality of life that I have to be substantial, to be functioning, and to be healthy, and not just healthy for myself, but healthy for those around me. You know, I'm realizing that so much of my life has been very selfish, in the fact that I prayed for family since I was little, and that I have a family, and then I go and I just, like, bury myself in other things, and I don't take the time to, or I didn't, I should say, take the time to just to embrace that time as much as I wanted when I was praying for it. Not to say I don't appreciate my family. It's, you could put this in any aspect of your life. If there's something that you desperately wanted or desired, and then it comes to, are you really being present, and are you really putting everything that you have into that thing to embrace it and to be grateful and to nurture it, whether it's your job or your family or a creative project or a person, you know, a friendship. And recently I just had to get real with myself. I started realizing that I had taken some time off of my personal work, and, you know, spent the summer just enjoying my family, and then, you know, just going through some really hard seasons, and then really feeling that call to come back into work and do some stuff. And instead of doing one or two things, I started just piling things upon things upon things and saying yes to things and scheduling things myself based on, you know, the speed in which I functioned at before anything happened. to my mind. And, you know, I give people so much grace when it comes to their lives, and I'm really realizing that I probably give myself 2% of the grace that I give other people, maybe more, but I would really like to be a humble number and say 2%. I feel like it's hard to receive the understanding that sometimes you're not capable of doing things that you were capable of doing in the past. And it's not even to say that that's bad, because the past is the past. Like, tomorrow is gone, and anything that you've ever done or anything that you've ever been a part of that is no longer, is no longer, whether it's good or bad. And all we have is today and tomorrow. And for me, I wanted to do this podcast on speed limits because as I was racing through a week of just, for me, what used to be a normal schedule, after day two, I crumbled and I just was crying, and I didn't have anxiety. I didn't have any, you know, panic attack or anything like that. I just felt pressure. I just felt like I was being squeezed. I don't know if you've ever felt like you've just been squeezed or you're being squeezed and you can't understand, because it's something that like you so could do before, but for some reason you just can't do it anymore. And I'm talking about good things. You know, I'm not talking about bad things. I'm talking about like really good things that can benefit other people. And I just remember, for me, you know, again, I believe in Jesus, and I talk to God, and I just felt like I heard God say, you know, what is your speed limit? You know, 65 is at the freeway, but a school zone is 15, and it's slow on purpose. So I had this really interesting situation come up where I had to go to the doctor to go see my neurologist, and I haven't driven on a freeway in quite some time. I'm just not comfortable. I'm not there yet. And I remember the route that I took was it turned out to be like a route that I always take to take my daughter to school. And as I was taking this familiar route, it was all 35, and I was like, wow, you know, like this just feels good. This speed feels good. I actually like can take in it. I haven't been on this route in a while because my daughter's been homeschooling, and I can take in everything that's around me. I don't feel like I'm having to look to the left or to the right, you know, like, or worry about stoplights or people crash, you know, merging and all these things that happen on the freeway. But I can really just take in, you know, what is around me at the speed limit. And I recognized that that's what I have to apply to my life and give myself grace for that. And it's so hard when you're built to love. Like, for me, when I say work, like, my job is to love you. My job is to lay my heart bare in front of you, wherever you are, and share my life and share my struggles with you and share what I've learned along the way. And if you get anything out of it, and if it brings you any closer to God, or if it brings you any type of hope, then my suffering and my journey will be worth it in the end. But 35 miles an hour is incredibly hard to live out when you have been driving on the freeway. I don't know if you've ever driven on the freeway, like on a long road trip, and then all of a sudden, like, you have to get off to go to the bathroom, and it's like, slow down to 15 miles an hour, and like, you just find yourself speeding because it's just, you know, your lead, your foot is just feels like lead because it's just been on that pedal for so long at the same speed limit. And I just feel like that's kind of where I've just been at. And I'm going to be real. Like, my heart has received that this is a speed limit I have to go at. And now I have to change, like, my behavior and my thought patterns to align with, like, what my heart knows and understands to be wisdom. I had to share it with those around me. I was sitting in on a meeting of a friend of mine, and they're just, they don't have the limitations, and they don't have the same speed limit as me. Like, don't ever compare yourself. And I couldn't understand why. Why can't I even understand what they're saying right now? Like, I practically understand it, but I can't imagine, you know, doing anything in a capacity of that, of what they're saying. And I realized it's because deep down inside, I have this understanding that I know that is not my speed limit, that is not my lane. And something that I've just really been having to continue to face and continuing to overcome. I call myself a professional overcomer, which I feel like is just a whole different podcast, but is just constantly making sure I'm not comparing myself to another person's speed. I'm not comparing myself to another person's job. I'm not comparing myself to what my family looks like compared to someone else's, what my life looks like compared to what somebody else's. And just really kind of just releasing myself from those things. But, you know, I have also had to just really surround myself with people that may not be going at the same pace as me. Some are, in fact. So that's very helpful. Different ways, but still they're going a lot slower. But it doesn't have to be that everybody has to be at your level. Whether it's high and you're on the freeway cruising, or it's low and you're not even moving because you can't function because you are just in the lowest of lows. But to have people there that will constantly encourage you, will constantly remind you of who you are. I had a really beautiful conversation the other day with somebody because I felt so absolutely discouraged. Because I just couldn't understand, you know. Why is my body feeling better, but my mind is not now working properly? You know, and I had to be really honest with myself and my doctor recently, and my doctor asked me a really good question that I absolutely recommend asking yourself. And the question he asked me was, on a level of 100%, where do you feel like you're at percentage wise, like functionally just in your life? And I was like 35%. And you know, when I said that, it sounded so low at first, but then I was like, gosh, that's not zero. Not that zero is bad, because I was at zero like 2 months ago. That's like closer to 50 than I was before. And as I was talking to my friend, you know, and just kind of realizing, like, this person just kept repeating, I know who you are. I know who you are. I know I've seen you in all different seasons of your life and all different times of your life. I've seen the challenges you went through. I've seen what you've overcome. I've seen what you've been brought through. I know what God says about you. You know, sometimes other people can see you so much more clearly than you can see yourself. Isn't that so funny? It's like we're so blind to ourselves at times. But when they just kept saying, I know who you are, I know who you are, I know who you are, which I don't even think they realized they were saying it, I just kept crying because I was like, I don't know who I am right now. I know the foundations of who I am, but I feel so fragmented in who I thought I was called to be and the reality in which I'm sitting in right now. and what the future looks like for me. And I just really want to just, you know, if you're in a place where it just looks very hopeless or discouraging because you don't have a job because of COVID, or you are sick in your body, or you're just emotionally, you just feel paralyzed, or you feel unseen, or maybe the friends, you have no friends right now, like whatever it is, you know, to remember that there's a beginning and there's an end, and you're still here and your story is not over. But to really be honest and vulnerable with yourself and say, look, this is what percentage I'm at. What is my speed limit? What is my speed limit? What is this percentage that I'm really truly functioning at? And how do I align my life with that? How do I live in alignment with the percentage and the speed, so that I can be healthy, I can be functional, I can be present. I'm not gonna go 65 and then poop myself out and have absolutely no energy for a week. Or I'm not going to, you know, worry for a month and then realize and look back like I worried that whole time and it did nothing. Really getting honest with yourself. And then, you know, it's not always just, I think sometimes we think, once we get the understanding of your percentage and your speed, then, oh, okay, well, my answers. No, that's just the beginning. That's your homework. And then it's like every day applying that to your life. And for me, I use the Holy Spirit and God to lean on. Like, I have no strength. The strength to get on here, to do my makeup, to do my hair, to video this and to record this, is a supernatural strength for me, and I did not have it when I woke up this morning. In fact, I didn't know. I don't plan my days anymore. I had to give up control on schedules because for me it's day by day, and that's something I'm still working on. But I just want to give you permission today to ask yourself those questions and then to receive those things. Write them down, journal them. And then write even practically, like what comes to mind, like what is stuff that maybe, if you're only cruising at 50 miles per hour, why are you going 65? Or if your speed limit truly is supposed to be 65 and you're just feeling stuck and you can't, like, and you're self-medicating on TV or video games or whatever, and you're not cruising at your speed, like how can you do that? You know, pray about it. Or whatever you do, you know, if you have a therapist, talk to them, like somehow process this information and then apply it to you. And I do pray that you get results. I do pray that you not only get answers, but you can start taking the first step and receiving that, number one, it's okay. It's okay wherever you're at, because wherever you're at is where you're supposed to be. It's where you're at. You can't change that. But today, but you can start taking steps towards aligning to the things that are going to help you on the inside. And I think for me, this just is another level of giving up control to God, and it's just another level of my faith, and it's just another level of, for me, just holding on to Jesus's hand, saying, I can't do this, I need you to walk me through this. And I just would like to say, if you don't know Jesus, I'm not talking about religion. Religion exhausted me. But Jesus has never let me down. He has never made me tired. He has always strengthened me. He's always given me supernatural strength. When I could hardly get out of bed, he would give me the strength. And Jesus is a relationship. He is my best friend, and he loves you, whether you know him or not. And I just wanted to kind of throw that in there, because everything I give to you, however you receive it, wherever you're at in life, whatever walk of life you're in, for me, all of this wisdom is not gained on my own. I know nothing. The reasons I get into the junk I get into is because I'm not listening to God, or I'm not following the path, or he's just rerouting me from all of the old ways that I used to do stuff. Because I said, hey, I don't want to be sick anymore. Hey, like, if there's ways to be more healthy, help me. Hey, like, I don't want to feel trapped or in fear or in bondage anymore. Like, hey, if you really can help me out of all of these things, then I would really love it. And boy, did he take me up on that offer. That is how this whole podcast has come about. And so I just want to say that I bless your journey. I hope that whatever speed limit you are going to cruise at and whatever percentage you're functioning at now, I hope and I pray that you can have grace to receive that, to walk it out, and to live the life that you were truly, truly created to live. And remember, there are seasons in our life. Not everything is called to stay or remain the same. So just because you're at a place or a point in your life today does not mean you're going to be there in a week, a month, 5 years from now. It's just where you're at today. I love you. Shine brightly, beloved.